Country Bob FM. Back in studio for the Bob FM Almanac. Thanks to those folks who stopped by to listen to it live during the state fair. We even had some people contribute.
Yeah, that's what I liked.
Serve as guest introduction artists.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Guest stock announcers, studio announcers, if you will. Almost like an Ernie Martz, if you will. So thanks to those people that came and did that. We're going to do the kazoo. I know people have missed the kazoo. We didn't do the kazoo. We didn't do really much of anything. I did the awooga horn yesterday. I thought that was pretty good. I need to get... But you know, the awooga horn, you actually have to like hook it up to power in order to run a real awooga horn from a car, from an old car from the 20s, 30s, whatever.
Sure.
You need to actually hook it up to a battery or something to get the full effect.
Okay.
And of course, I have made a pledge, although that one that we used at the fair was a recording. It was off the internet. I made a pledge that any of these are not recordings. They are actual live instruments that are here in studio. Okay?
Well, let's do it. Delta Dawn.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
That was an easy
one. I wanted to make it real easy for you.
Thank you so much.
Today is Tuesday, September 5th, 248th day of the year, 117 left to go. On this day, let's go back to 1698. This is the date that Russia's Peter the Great imposed a tax on beards.
Beards?
Beards. So if you were in Russia and you wore a beard, man or woman, I'm sure there are some Russian women with some facial hair.
Yeah.
Back in 1698, they hadn't come out with the epilady yet at that point in time. So 1698, if you had a beard, maybe we should do that now because a lot of guys are wearing beards. How you doing? Is a goatee a beard? Both you and I sport goatees. I do it mainly as compensation for less up top.
Well, yeah.
But even in the middle of summer... These guys got these huge beards.
Yeah,
to me, I have no interest ever to grow a full beard like that. What are you hiding behind? What are you hiding?
I mean, look at Jeff Jones. That thing's unruly.
Well, we've got Lucas here, too.
And Luke,
he's our engineer.
Yeah.
That thing is even, I don't know, they want to look like Rip Van Winkle?
I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not a fan of them.
They're getting it. They wanted to get long so they can braid it is what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe we should impose a Bob FM tax on beards.
I think so. I think we ought to have a limit. They ought to be closely cropped or out.
Right, 1698. These beards are now the modern version of the old mullets.
Wasn't Tom Kelly? He didn't allow facial hair, I don't think, on any. Or maybe, he must have. Reardon had one.
Reardon had, yes. Yeah, Steve Bedrosian. There were others. Yeah, we had bearded people. Burt Blylevin had a beard there.
Somebody, it seemed like there was a baseball team that didn't allow it. I can't
Tommy
remember.
Lasorda?
Maybe.
It was somebody.
Yeah.
1698, so the tax on beards. 1793 in France, the Reign of Terror began. National Convention enacted measures to repress the French revolutionary activities. They were sharpening this Reign of Terror, Robespierre, they were sharpening the guillotine on an hourly basis. It was getting used that much during the Reign of Terror, 1793. It was like a Ginsu knife. They were cutting it through tin and aluminum cans and people's necks.
Hey.
1793. 1877, you may have heard of Crazy Horse, the
Indian
chief.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He died on this date in battle. The hand of a bayonet of a soldier. That was 1877. Crazy Horse passing away. Was he really clinically diagnosed? Was he really crazy?
No, he just liked the way it sounded for a first name.
1877. 1881, the American Red Cross provided relief for a disaster for the first time. And, of course, American Red Cross has been used here recently and might have to be used again. It was American Red Cross was there for hurricane and tropical storm and tropical depression Harvey. And it could also be there if needed for Irma, which is out in the Atlantic. The disaster was the Great Fire in Michigan of 1881 for the American Red Cross. 1935, Gene Autry.
If I could recall all the heartache, dear old daddy, I called you to bear.
He's a great singer.
1935, he was the singing cowboy,
yes,
and his first ever Western feature, and that is from that and said feature, Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Gene Autry had that release 1935 on this date. 1960, let's go to Rome, Italy.
But the most popular USA winner was the lighthearted Cassius Marcellus Clay V in white here, who easily defeated Poland's Zbigniew Petrakowski.
He picked up the gold medal in the light heavyweight boxing matchup in Rome, Italy, right there. That's if Howard Cosell had been calling the action, that's what he would have said. And, of course, Cassius Clay would soon become Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
He'd be one of the great Olympic boxers of all time. People forget about his amateur career.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They don't remember that, but it's true.
That was 1960. Speaking of Olympics, this date, 1972.
Oh, yeah.
The peace of what have been called the Serene Olympics was shattered just before dawn this morning, about 5 o'clock, when Arab terrorists armed with submachine guns, faces blackened, a couple of them disguised as guards or as trash men in the Olympic Village, climbed the fence, went to the headquarters of the Israeli team, and immediately killed one man, Moshe Weinberg, a coach, 2 shots in the head, 1 in the stomach.
That was on this date, 1972. Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, terrorists entered the Olympic Village in Munich, Germany, killed 11 members of the Israeli Olympic team eventually. This is the day when they first went in there, and that was the first report from Jim McKay. And, of course, the haunting end of that whole thing was when Jim McKay said, they're all gone, when he gave the final report of all the 11 that had died.
Oh, 1972. So sad. I do remember
1972
it.
Is when that happened. 1975, this day, Gerald Ford was in the news.
In California today, President Ford looked down the barrel of a loaded automatic held by a red-haired woman in a long red dress. But the gun didn't go off, and he's all right. The woman was wrestled to the ground by a Secret Service man, and the president was hustled away.
That woman, Lynette Squeaky Fromm. So she was squeaky, so was the gun.
Right.
And it didn't fire, thankfully. Gerald Ford escaped an assassination attempt. I just figured he fell down, so they missed. Because Gerald Ford was known to fall down from now and then. He had an equilibrium issue or balance issue, which was kind of surprising because he was a great athlete.
Yeah.
Remember, he's a great football player for Michigan. Yeah. Yeah, he was a former Wolverine. President Gerald Ford, 1975 is when that happened. Remember the big Camp David summit? Jimmy Carter, Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin.
Yes, I do.
Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. That was a big thing. We thought we would have Mideast peace.
Boy, they were pretty confident that it was going to happen.
Never did. Still struggling, obviously, in that area. And probably will forever and ever for the end of time. Let's see, 1983, McNeil Lair News Hour. You know, when they first started doing news on TV, it started out as 5 minutes, then it was 10, then it was 15, then it was 30, and the first ever hour-long network news program took place on this date, 1983, McNeil Lair, and now, of course, you have 24-hour news.
Right.
So it just got real long at that point. There was always news to report. But McNeil Lair News Hour kind of set the standard on this day, 1983. 1991, we already talked about Peter the Great and his tax on beards. Well, also in Russia and Moscow, USSR dissolved. Goodbye. No more USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. We were left for there a time the Commonwealth of Independent States.
Yes, remember that.
Is what they called themselves for Olympic purposes, I remember specifically. That was 1991. Mother Teresa died on this date.
My question then, did they have to stop playing back in the USSR then, the Beatles song?
Never. Grandfathered in.
Okay, good.
Moscow girls make me scream and shout. I mean, that's just great advertising right there for Moscow.
Yeah, it is
true.
I mean,
there's no way. I mean, even the Soviets would allow that to continue. They knew good advertising and publicity when they saw it. 1997, Mother Teresa died in Calcutta. She was 87. She was the saint of the gutters. Founded the Missionaries of the Charity, 1997. 1999.
I met a boy the other day who really had a sort of an angel all of his own. He was a kind of an angelic-looking kid, but he started to tell me about his own private religion and his own special kind of protection.
We thought it would be funny.
I knew that was
Alan
Funt. And I never tire of it.
Alan Funt, 84, passed away this date. He, of course, was the candid camera creator, founder, host. He did it all. That was 1999. Jerry Rice retired on this date. He was 42, played 20 years, most of them with the 49ers. Spent some time then with the Oakland Raiders.
Right.
Great at catching the ball over the middle. The slant pass, and then he was gone.
Is he the best ever?
I think so. I mean, there have been some good ones. Yeah. He's right up there. He's in the discussion.
I would certainly say.
So 2005, Jerry Rice. He came out of some small small southeast Mississippi state or Mississippi Valley state or something like that. A real small. My wife would know because it's Mississippi, and she always reminds me that Jerry Rice came from Mississippi. And then Andy Roddick, 5 years ago today, ended his professional tennis career. He had announced prior to the U.S. Open that that'd be his final tournament. And he lost four sets to Argentina's Juan Martín del Potro, fourth round of the U.S. Open. So his career was done. Birthdays today.
Hello?
Bob Newhart Show. Two of the great TV themes of all time start with a ringing phone. Rockford Files and Bob Newhart. The button-down mind of Bob Newhart. That comedy bit he would used to do where you'd be on the phone and really not talking to anybody, but he was good at that. He is still going strong. He's 88 today for Bob Newhart. Actor William Devane is 78 today. Yeah. Knott's Landing, I remember him best, but he would show up on a movie here or there. William Devane. His middle name is Weather. Did you know that? William Weather Devane.
That was news to me.
I looked it up. 78 today. Happy birthday, William Devane. Also 78.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Do you remember George Lazenby?
He was only in one.
Only in one. That's when Sean Connery left.
Right. Before Roger Moore.
Yes.
And I think that was the one where he got married and then his wife was shot. At the very end of the movie.
The name of that one was On Her Majesty's Secret Service. You kind of forget about that one.
Yeah.
You think of Connery, you think of Moore. David Niven played James Bond in a non-canon version and movie.
Non-sanctioned.
But George Lazenby, he was also in the movie Universal Soldier. He's 78 today. She was the lovely Raquel Welch.
I don't move my arms when I dance. That's my signature.
Of course it is, Raquel. That's her on Seinfeld. Raquel Welch is 77. That was the episode where she had won an award, but Kramer took it, and Kramer had to give it back to her, and Raquel was a bit, she was a bit aggressive, let's just say. Raquel Welch, 77
today.
In the
60s and 70s, there was just nobody hotter.
No, she was.
Yep.
Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
What was that movie where she was like a giant? Was it just called Giant? She was like a huge...
Yeah. I just remember that.
Remember, she was in a real skimpy type of
she
leather.
10,000 BC or something, too, yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, I'm not the kind.
This is Al Stewart.
Love him.
He did The Year of the Cat. He also did Time Passages.
And what was he did the radio. What was the one on the radio? Well, it's just on the radio? That was the name of it, though. Gets cast
into this time. I don't know that one. I'd have to listen to it.
You'd recognize it for sure.
So Al Stewart is 72 today.
You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
I think it's Stinking to High Heaven, if I'm not mistaken.
Stinking to High Heaven.
Correctamundo.
It hurts in your olfactory. Loudon Wainwright III, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, was his big hit. He was also on the MASH TV show. I don't even remember the character, the singing recurring role there. He is 71. If you ever read the cartoon Kathy, the cartoon strip.
Yes.
Kathy Lee Geiswhite. It's kind of based on her life, so it's great being her. She is 67 today. Michael Keaton.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
He was Batman, and he was also Mr. Mom. You know what you got to see is the movie about Ray Kroc that he was in called The Founder. It's about the beginning of McDonald's. It's pretty good.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Watched it on the flight up to Alaska. Michael Keaton, he is 66, just recently in Birdman. I think he won some awards for that.
Okay.
This guy is still acting. He he's doing well. He is 66. The guy who was the drummer for the Tractors, Baby Likes to Rock It and everything, Jamie Oldacre.
Right.
Oldacre. I think that's how you pronounce it. Or it could be Oldacre. Do you know?
I don't.
I'm going to go with Oldicker. I like Oldicker because Oldicker, it sounds better.
I like
66.
That.
Not only did he work with the Tractors, Bob Seger, the Bellamy Brothers, Eric Clapton, Bee Gees, Peter Frampton, just to name a few, 66. And again, Neil and I are putting up $50. If anybody wants to name their next born child Dweezil.
Right on.
If you, anybody out there, it has to be the first name, can't be a nickname, can't be a middle name.
I want to see it on the birth certificate.
It can't be a nom de plume. It needs to be the actual name, Dweezil. Dweezil Zappa, son of Frank, 48 today. And Jesse Williams. Here's the Grey's Anatomy theme.
Oh, sure. Knows where they might
end up. This is basically just to appease my wife. She's a big Grey's Anatomy fan. Jesse Williams plays Dr. Jackson Avery on Grey's Anatomy, and Jesse Williams is 37.
There you go. And by what an easy way to make $50. Just name your kid Dweezil.
It would be. Wouldn't be very easy for the kid.
Right.
And the kid grows up, and he's a he or a she. I mean, you probably can use that either
way. Right.
That one there is really unisex. But just think they get to a teenager, and they say, you know, we got paid big money. And then they realize it's $50.
$50.
Not much.
Gone but not forgotten today, composer Johann Christian Bach, not Sebastian, that was his father. Johann Christian Bach was born on this day, 1735.
That not gives nearly you an as idea. Good as his dad.
No, but that gives you an idea how old Johann Sebastian was. The notorious outlaw Jesse James, born on this day, 1847. He wouldn't live very long, into his early 40s, then he was killed by the coward Robert Ford.
The coward Robert Ford.
Shot in the back. He had made a deal with the governor of Missouri.
He made some money off of that.
Yes,
didn't he
did. He did. He shot him in the back, unarmed. Jesse James says he knew that the Ford brothers were going to betray him. It's almost like he knew it was going to happen. And
the writing was on the wall.
Yeah, and so was the picture, and it was crooked.
It was crooked.
And it was a dusty picture, and he went to straighten it out and was shot in the back.
If he wasn't so OCD. Jesse James must have been OCD.
He might still be alive. But anyway, Jesse James, he was a bad guy.
And
too.
Coming up this weekend is the defeat of Jesse James days in Northfield.
That's
now, you know, he and the gang and the James Younger gang, they went to rob a bank. It didn't go well, but
first
James
National
and Frank,
of Northfield.
They didn't die in Northfield, but basically the gang was defeated.
Two of the members did die there, and they shot two. They shot somebody in the bank. And they shot somebody outside that was firing at
them. And it was like citizens.
Them. Yes.
Citizens knew what was going on.
They gathered their arms.
And they did. Way to go. So, and they recreated down there at Northfield. That's kind of fun. I know. We just talked to, what's his name, Bill the Van Zandt guy. He's going down there.
It was opening day of hunting season, so many of the
everybody
men
was ready
were
to go.
Armed. And so there was somewhat bad timing, and they went at 2 in the afternoon, and there were 7 gang members. 2 were killed. Everyone got shot. Everybody took a bullet. But they made it out alive. So anyway,
good thing they didn't have to wear blaze orange back then, or they would have seen him coming.
That's true too. He would live 6 more years before shot down by his own gang members. Sir Walter Raleigh was born on this day, 1861, and market researcher Arthur Charles Nielsen.
Now, Sir Walter Raleigh, the city Raleigh, North Carolina, is named after him.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he came here, he was looking for the city of gold, El Dorado.
Sure.
Or as they said in, was it Book of Secrets? What they called Cibola. Cibola is what they called it in Book of Secrets.
Okay.
The city of gold. It was gold.
It was gold. In
and he was also big into tobacco, obviously, being in North Carolina.
Right.
So if you are British and you smoke, you have Sir Walter Raleigh to thank you, because I think he brought it back with him.
Probably did. 1861. A.C. Nielsen, he founded the A.C. Nielsen Company. That they are the market researchers for television and now radio.
Radio. They bought Arbitron.
They did
bought
out Arbitron. So they do all the rating service for radio and TV. That was 1897. Academy Award-winning producer Daryl F. Zanuck. He was co-founder of 20th Century Studios, and he won Oscars for All About Eve, Gentleman's Agreement, How Green Is My Valley. You probably recognize some of those. And musician Freddie Mercury.
I have spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody. 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 Anybody find me?
Bohemian Rhapsody album was pretty good.
Quite a singer.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been an opera singer. He had that kind of voice.
He was tremendously talented. Born on this day in 1946, of course, he led the group Queen. And I believe he died of AIDS.
He did.
Complications of AIDS. And he is gone, but not forgotten. Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State. And Al Stewart, like a song on the radio. That was the one I was thinking
of. I'd have to play that one.
Song on the radio. I think you would recognize it. I really do.
The only two that I remember that were really hits were The Year of the Cat and Time Passages.
Yeah. Yeah, give that one a little spin.
Songs where maybe I haven't heard in a long time, and then I go, and then I love it.
I would think you would. Today's
Almanac brought to you by.
Today.
Did you do the Gone But Not Forgotten yet? They're all gone but not forgotten.
Yes, I did. I did that. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale, brings us today's Almanac. Thank you, Kurt, for your support. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers.
Seems like it was 2 months ago that Kurt was at our fair booth.
Well, it does
and
stop like
by
time.
At the end of the Almanac to say hi.
That was the first day of the fair, that Thursday.
That seems like a long time ago. So back at it here from the studio. So getting back used to it. It'll be perfect tomorrow. I'm almost sure of it.
Yeah.
We're at 8:52. Here's Merle on Bob.
The first thing. I-